Phoenix FM here at the Latitude Festival. I would say day one of the Latitude Festival, but we're here on Friday. There's been a lot going on yesterday as well, and we're in the busy area of the Lavish Lounge. And when I say busy, it's got such a laid-back atmosphere, but there's a lot that you can come up and do here. And I'm joined by Amy, who, well, you're the boss, aren't you?
Yes, although I don't like to say I'm the boss, but yes, I suppose I am the boss.
Yeah. You're the one who's been busy getting this looking as it is. I mean, we'll put some photos on the website. We'll tweet some photos out as well. But it's a real haven, this Lavish Lounge.
Yes, it is. The concept was to do something that was kind of off the main programme, so not on any of the main stages or in the main arena, but to have a kind of almost a secret area that you kind of discover. So it, in a way, it's a bit like a mini festival within a festival is the kind of concept, but also something that's taking kind of influences that are normally associated to the home, like living rooms and bedrooms and kitchens, and actually putting them in the middle of a forest and having trees growing out of them, so creating quite a surreal, magical environment as well.
And you can watch bands playing as well, because the BBC introducing stage sort of forms the main part of this, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And this is a total collaboration between us and BBC Music Introducing, who have, you know, they've supported this area really for quite a few years now. It started off very small, and over the years we built it up into what it is now. And this year is very exciting because they're partnering with Radio 3, Radio 6 and Radio 2 for the first time. So yeah, it's very exciting.
And they do, I mean, as far as Latitude's concerned, it's open to everyone, and, you know, radio stations such as Phoenix FM here as well. The amount of coverage that all of this is getting, that must grow year on year, because this isn't your first year here, is it?
No, I've been involved, and Lavish have been involved since the very beginning of the festival. So the Lavish Lounge started off as one pallet of wood, with one little solo guitarist and a freestanding mantelpiece. So it's gone from that to this.
Wow, like a comedian would perhaps arrange their year around Edinburgh, your year must be arranged around Latitude then.
Yes, I mean, I have two hats personally. So outside of kind of designing areas, sort of environments really, to stage things. So I'm a performance director, so I write and direct performance internationally. So for me, what interests me on a performance level, which I hear very much of, kind of use the environment and the opportunity really to play around with where's the stage. I mean, there is a big stage there, but the Pampa booths, for example, the idea is to have kind of immersive, engaging little experiences. So everyone that goes in there is on set, isn't, you know, is on a stage, it's a painted set. They're part of something that lots of people are watching. So that's the kind of idea within the whole area. So that, you know, the whole area is the stage.
And the barber perhaps being one example, you know, it's life, it's art, it's everything. But you're watching someone having their hair cut almost as a performance.
No, that's the idea. As a child, I was very fascinated by Mr. Ben. You know, so for me, I loved the whole concept that if you stepped inside this place and got transformed, then that almost transformed you, and you had a whole other experience. So all of these Pampa experiences are free. People can give donations because I think people feel a little bit apprehensive actually about anything that's completely free. They don't trust it. So the idea is they could put in a donation if they want. But all of these artists are pampering. They are not. They don't usually do this, or they're very skilled. Like, for example, Felix is in a band. He's a rock and roll star. So there's a story behind their performers. They're all performers and artists. They're not people that work in nail bars and hairdressers.
No.
So, yeah, so the kind of conversation that they have between the artist and the person that's being pampered, again, is part of the experience, that they come out feeling refreshed and more flamboyant possibly than they normally would, but also have kind of gained something from a lovely connection with the artist inside and are on stage because everyone's watching them. So it's a kind of way of playing, because, you know, obviously lots of people are apprehensive about being on stage, and I was a musician myself and performer, and I used to get terrible stage fright. So once I was on stage, absolutely fine, I was in another world. So again, it's that kind of thing of, they are on stage, but they don't realise they are.
Yes.
that kind of thing. Yeah.
And also they're at a festival where you don't necessarily think about being pampered, and they're absolutely getting pampered.
Absolutely. So they're getting pampered again, which on a kind of performance level is important. You get made up to go on stage, but on a festival level I think is great, because you stay on site, you feel grubby, you look a bit rubbish, but you go in here and you come out with a wonderful haircut. You can go to the next booth and get covered in glitter. You can go to the next, you know, so that you can kind of work your way around the whole thing. Also meet, you know, sitting and chatting to people maybe you wouldn't normally chat to, listening to music, watching bands at the same time, you know, having a coffee, you know, so it's all part of making a really enjoyable experience.
And people are discovering this for themselves as well. They're certainly not hard sellers. You're walking past, you just pass by and think, wow, that looks really good.
Yeah, it's about discovering. I mean, if you go just down the track there, we have a live artist that's painting in the day. And then further down there, we have an art installation called The Art of Being Human, which is portraits, a circle of portraits facing inwards. And you go inside and there's what's called the Museum of Memory playing. So those are sound bites I've gathered from artists such as Max Reinhardt, Don Letts, Donny Pockets, lots of well-known people. And that's a kind of exploration of what defines us as a human being. What is memory? My mother has Alzheimer's and she's an artist. And I was quite fascinated by this kind of what happens when you start to lose your memory. Does that change who you are? And how important is memory? So that's an interesting thing. And also as an artist, she's a painter. And obviously I'm an artist myself and performer, and I work with artists, high caliber artists. It's often fascinating what behind that, what actually fires them up. Often, not always tragedy, but something, generally a person or an experience, one person or experience in their life, really, that has really kind of defined their work and defined them. So I'm very interested in that. So again, the idea in the Museum of Memory, once people have come out of here, is they can go and sit in there, and they're realizing that we're all humans, we're all the same. There's no, you know, just because someone's famous, possibly guitarist or musician, we're all the same. There's no sort of hierarchy. We all have the same sort of experiences in life. So again, it's about connecting, inspiring people, making them feel inspired and positive about themselves, ultimately. I think that's the kind of idea.
And this must be so rewarding for you, doing it as a career.
Oh, it is. No, I absolutely love it. I mean, that for me, that's what being an artist is all about, and the stage, whatever that stage is. It's a powerful way to connect and share stories, human to human. So that's why I love BBC Music Introducing, because it's all about helping young bands, you know, discover, giving them confidence, enabling them to become successful in a very organic, sort of supportive, almost family-like way, which I think I very much believe is the kind of way, really, yeah.
Which is exactly what we try and do with Phoenix as well, with the amount of sessions that we get down and local people who just wouldn't have a voice otherwise, like you say, apart from the likes of BBC Introducing.
Absolutely, absolutely, I totally agree. So that's really what, that's my kind of ethos and what I believe in as an artist and a performer. So that's why this works so well. It's a kind of definitely a collaborative area. So we're collaborating with, you know, BBC Music Introducing, the bands, the artists in the booths, the artists that are painting, my team. You know, I have a huge team of art directors and designers and producers and production managers. You know, we all work as a family. So although when you say you're the boss, I suppose I am, because the responsibility ends up with me. Yes. But we're a family, and we all work as a family, and with BBC Music Introducing as well, which is that's the joy. It's the joy of it. And so at Latitude, the family grows to encompass everyone that walks into the area, which is a lovely thing.
And when you've set it all up, this is all your team's work as well, everything around here, where it's all positioned.
And hand-painted, everything's hand-painted. So these sets, again, because I travel a lot with my work, I've always, as I was saying about the Mr. Ben kind of thing that I've loved, I've noticed, for example, in Qatar, you know, when you're getting a coffee outside of rehearsals, you can see these amazing little wet-shaved places and these stories being shared. So I've tried to reflect lots of the countries I've been to and the little areas, you know, so Qatar and Morocco and Prague and Cuba and Zambia. And so we're kind of bringing that, again, a reflection in a way also of what Britain is today, because it is multicultural, it is diverse. So it's a celebration of that as well.
And it's reinforcing that as well, because if you follow certain media, you don't necessarily see that going on either, do you?
Absolutely, you don't. And our country is rich for that. It really is. But I think I'm very much into us all kind of reassessing the kind of old, very blinkered sort of vision of what we are, and embracing what we are. The diversity is so rich and extraordinary internationally, you know, in the UK. So this is very much what the lounge is about as well.
Oh, look, thank you so much for talking to us. Now, if people do want to find more about your work and other projects that you've got going on, how's the best way for them to find out?
There's some information on wearelavish.com. So if they go online, they can see some of our work. But actually, we don't market ourselves at all. As with this area, I've always been a little bit anti, you know, lots of people are always selling themselves, aren't they? This is what we do, this is who I am, blah, blah, blah. Discovery, it's always the key for me. So people can discover us and online, wearelavish.com, they can find out some bits and bobs. And look out for us, we're always at Latitude. And
Oh, look, thank you so much for talking to us, Amy. Thank you.
It's a pleasure, lovely to meet you.